Er må vi få opp en.
Jeg bestemmer at vi var med meg og også gå inn i sin gitt. Hvordan gøy, vi fikk gjennom det.
Hei, hei, hei.
Hvordan gøy, så fikk jeg vel sammen. Jeg sitter igjen på det, ikke stinger det. Hei.
Her var det opp med meg og hva med når jeg fikk det du sier. Jeg
vet ikke, jeg vet ikke, jeg vet ikke, jeg vet ikke. Skam, vi skal åpne ikke, vi skal skjønne ikke. Jeg gikk. Sitt bakker, jeg sikkert ikke, ja. Hva er det, sånn jeg skal feit.
No one is no flow at decision in that serious games that I don't think I got. Oh, can I access this yet? Era. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Had the bottle up. Trying to get film it.
Well, do you
mind? Film it.
Yeah, we in it.
Yeah, we in it.
Gosh. Yeah.
Hello, son Gary, who you up?
It's okay, Willie.
Hi, Willie.
Alright, so here's a, I'll just cut out the first minute. I'll remember to do that. Cut out first minute.
First minute.
So this is a bullshit episode.
Bullshit episode. Not that the other episodes weren't bullshit. That you've never heard.
Not yet.
They're all bullshit.
I have not... Well, no, we've seen each other a few times.
I'll come to see you at comedy a couple times.
But we haven't gotten together to record in...
I'm going to say at least a month.
Oh, over a month.
Like 6 weeks.
At least.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't even know if I had my license back yet. So it might have been in like July.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It was like the week before you started your new job.
So it was like the day before I got my license.
Okay, yeah. I think that was the last time.
Yay.
Because, yeah, then your new job were scheduling issues. Well, it's all just been scheduling issues.
It's all been scheduling issues. But we just
haven't figured out a new schedule.
Through this month coming up, I'll be out of work by 6 o'clock.
On Thursdays?
On Thursdays. For at least the month.
All right. So we'll bang out like 4 episodes.
That you're never going to hear.
Oh, no. I have a plan.
You got those tracks.
Yeah. I have, and I backed them up. I have them saved in 2 spots.
You're so smart.
I have moments.
I thought I lost everything on my computer.
Yeah, you didn't
week.
Even tell me what. All of a sudden, I just got emails. First, I get text messages. I don't know what happened, but everything on my computer is gone. Oh, that's such a bad day. And I'm like, oh, good luck with that.
Dude, I went dark for like 2 days over that shit because I'm just finishing.
Hold on. We're getting loud.
Wow.
Where's the output?
So if we turn the gain down a little bit.
But what about like just the overall output?
This one.
It's that one?
Yeah. Hey.
We'll just turn that down.
Stop yelling.
Well, I get excited.
I know, but it's okay.
It may be distorted when saved.
That's all right. What, like half of the music we listen to, you know?
Yeah, but like that's...
Buy a car.
This is... not by name, but brought up again.
Didn't say anything.
Anyway.
This is High Riff Maneuvers.
Oh, yeah. High Riff Maneuvers.
I'm not high this time because I have to get in the car and drive in like a half hour.
And they're not used to or don't want to. Well, not dude. It's.
I just got it back from.
It's only 10:50. Like if you want to be home at noon, you have to leave in a half hour.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
So like.
We're fine.
Just whatever time you want to leave.
Okay.
Do you still have the tendrils in the back?
These?
Yeah, you do. Okay.
Tentacles. Anyway, so High Riff Maneuvers, we assigned a couple of albums like 6 weeks ago, and I don't remember anything about them. Actually, that's not true.
I do.
I don't remember what they were called because one of them was all just letters and numbers, and it was good. I enjoyed it. I don't remember.
Oh, I sang the Survive. Yeah, Survive.
It was really
the band.
Is that what it was called? Is it just spelled weird?
Well, there's a space in between every letter. So it's like S space, U space, R space. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
And then the album is just like 4 numbers or 5.
And then there was the other one you sent me.
Sleeping People.
That was
I fucked up because they do have singing on the last.
Yeah,
track,
but
whatever.
I felt that that album was really repetitive because they kind of do the same guitar tricks in every single song.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like Animals as Leaders kind of stuff, but not as weird.
Okay,
is what I got out of it. And then the other one, I don't. It was really pretty. I went to sleep to it a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's kind of like darker synthwave.
Yeah, which is totally cool by me. Unfortunately, I didn't remember the name. I even played some of it at work because I can pick whatever I want to listen to at this job. It's pretty interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
We listened to...
Yeah, how was the new job?
What's that?
How was the new job?
Job's okay. I'm getting used to being out in public.
Just working the counter and stuff?
I'm doing counter. I'm doing computer stuff. I'm doing shipping. I'm doing sales.
Do you do social medias?
I'm getting there. That's going to be the next. But
keep talking.
So one thing was cool. about, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, I was closing. And this bald guy with a long-ass goatee comes up to us and like it's probably like
he's a customer.
7:40. He was a customer.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me and he was like, "Hey, this is one of the coolest music stores I've ever been into in this whole country." And I was like, "Oh, awesome. Like, where you been? He's like, "Oh, all over. I've been touring for years." I'm like, "Oh, that's awesome." And I see that he's got a lanyard on his hip. And Deicide was playing at Jewel that night with a bunch of bands. And I saw the lanyard and I'm like, "Oh, you're going to be at that show tonight?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Are you one of the bands?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. What band are you in, little guy?" And he's like, "I'm the guitar player from Deicide." And I had no idea. And
wait, was he bald?
He was bald. It wasn't Jack.
Oh, okay.
It was the other dude and he was super nice and he didn't give me any shit whatsoever for not having any idea who he was.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've gone through so many.
Yeah, but he says he's been in the band since like 2016. But either way, he came into the store. We got to meet him. He was really nice. And then we played fucking Legion in the music store right after we left in celebration.
There you go.
So we can play pretty much whatever we want there.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, well, in that scenario, though, do you get stuck listening to like some pretty bad shit once in a while?
Everybody there has different tastes.
Naturally.
But there's definitely like resident tastemakers that work there. So like if somebody puts on something that sucks,
okay,
we'll let it ride for like four songs and then somebody's just going to wait until nobody's standing next to the iPad and they just go boop. And we put something else on.
It gets vetoed. It gets silently vetoed.
We give it a shot. We let them have their little moment.
All right, you get your 15 minutes.
Yeah, and then we put on something else.
Yeah, we're done. That's cool.
I was like, I don't want to listen to Stevie Ray yawn anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge blues guy anyway. So like,
it just reminds me of Laconia because everybody's a fucking... basic ass bitch.
The bikers.
Likes white people that play blues music.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them in the Lakes region.
And they all play the same shit.
Anyway, yeah, they all play a bunch of Stevie Ray Vaughan songs.
There is Stevie Ray Vaughan cover bands.
Left. And don't get me wrong, great guitar player.
Yeah, yeah, he's fucking awesome. But I don't want to hear it anymore.
After like 15, 20 minutes, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
And I've been hearing it my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah, that was the thing at work the other night. This kid, he just kept playing on the jukebox like a bunch of CCR, which
it's fine. I like some CCR.
I like CCR, but like I told him, I was like, yeah, dude, I've heard these songs for my entire like 37 years. I have heard these fucking songs. I'm just done with it.
But I'll tell you what,
I'm just done with it.
It's kind of like that Motley Crue album that you hated because there is post Fogerty. Albums.
Oh God!
Yeah,
you know the Doors did that too.
They did. They did what? Two
they
albums.
Did two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Rayman.
Well, one of them was like pre-recorded spoken word.
No, that was like totally. That was like just like a Jim Morrison poetry album that they put music to.
Okay.
And then they released. I think they still released like two other like original
albums with Jim Morrison.
With yeah, I think it was Manzarek was the singer.
Oh boy.
Or they might have done like they all might have. saying, but I'm pretty sure Ray Manzarek did most of it.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know.
I think I
don't know if they did any recordings when they had like Stuart Copeland and the dude from The Cult was the singer for a while. They were like, they were called like the New Doors or something.
Was that when they were doing like their Vegas residency?
They were doing a Vegas residency, but they toured on it. Oh, I remember they came to Meadowbrook when I was working at Strawberries, which was 20 fucking years ago.
Yeah. I would not want to, like, I don't know.
I think the band was called like Night with the Doors or something.
Yeah.
But anyway. That's the Doors.
I'm pretty sure like the only reason that you would go see the Doors was for the Jim Morrison antics.
I like their music.
Well, yeah, me too, but like I'm not going to go watch like 60-year-old dudes play music without their singer.
That's fair.
I've been going through like this huge thrash phase right now.
Okay.
Like tons of thrash. It's crazy.
What are you getting into?
Well, I just go to like Spotify and I'll just pick like a playmix or whatever. Playlist, a bunch of Municipal Waste songs.
Municipal Waste is fun.
Yeah, I guess some people classify them as like pizza and beer thrash.
Well, which I can tell you
I don't think is wrong, but like you know, it almost sounds degrading.
I can definitely say they are Jack Daniels and Breakfast Sandwiches kind of a band.
Wait, oh, hi. No. Don't do that.
I got to play with them at a festival in Wisconsin like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I ended up at the back area with a handle of Jack Daniels drinking with the singer. And then there was a food cart at like 2 a.m. that had breakfast sandwiches, and we got very drunk and ate breakfast sandwiches. I don't even remember his name, but he was a really nice person.
I think it's Tony Forrest.
Is that insulting like that I don't know anything about that band?
No.
Okay, cool. Because I have no doubt that that gentleman has no recollection of meeting me, which is totally fine.
Yeah. No, I'm sure that was like, that's just what you do.
That's what I do. And then off of a Bible.
That was after you were drinking all night.
I was on mushrooms.
This whole time you're on mushrooms?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was my birthday.
It's a pretty good birthday.
It was. So I ended up getting called on stage during a burlesque act, like right after Municipal Waste played.
Okay.
And they pulled me on stage and they did like a Sweeney Todd act. So I'm tripping on mushrooms in a barber chair and they put a bib on me. And I was unaware that they had this thing that was going to pop out where my throat is that was like ribbons, but it's supposed to represent blood.
The blood
splatter. I had no idea what was going on. And there's like 200 people watching me tripping socks on stage and they slit my throat and shit goes all over the place. And I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
It was a pretty good time.
It was a pretty interesting time. And then, yeah. Cocaine and Bibles.
It's a good combination.
With Dixie Dave.
You know.
On Next Chronicle.
Well, no, because you said it was in Wisconsin.
So what?
The Chronicle is New Hampshire-based stories.
Whatever. I live here.
Well, fine.
I'm telling a story, yeah, and I live here.
But the stories have to take place here.
No.
Yeah.
They don't.
They do.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Chronicle?
Yeah, it sucks. I don't give a shit about dogs doing tricks anymore.
I don't remember that. I don't watch the Chronicle.
Then what the fuck do you care?
Well, because I know...
You don't know how it works. You don't watch it.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
I know it takes place in New Hampshire. It does not take place like in Wisconsin about people in New Hampshire. So bored with this.
Willie,
get down. Get down.
There's a dog trying to get on the show this time.
It's interesting.
Dog.
Dog's not used to screaming. Or people.
That's okay. I'm not people.
He's a rescue.
Robbie.
What?
Today is my 2 years off of booze.
How's that going?
pretty good, I guess.
Right on.
Anyway.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Living that California sober life.
Oh, yeah. Not today, though. It's
anything but.
I have a house inspection happening today because our electricity is all fucked up and our bill got doubled for no reason and we're never home. So I had to clean the house last night and, you know, ventilate.
So why what's the house inspection?
Oh, they're just going into all of our rooms and going through all the breakers and blah, blah, blah. I don't really know how it goes. They just said, we're going to be up in your business for about an hour.
Wow.
So I cleaned the house last night, and then on my way, the reason I'm late today is because on my way out, I got, like, I don't know, almost to the highway, and I remembered that I have a 4.5 foot tall weed plant. Oh.
Okay, well.
No,
I think it's back.
Oh, okay.
It's just, like, froze up for a second.
Oh, no.
All right, so you have a 4.5 foot.
I had to turn around and go back to my house and do something about this 4 foot weed plant sitting in my window of my bedroom that I like probably shouldn't have there.
No,
I mean I'm 90% sure my landlord downstairs smokes weed because I know they grow shit for CBD and whatever. But I had to turn around, go home, and put the weed plant. This poor weed plant. That is killing it right now. Got buds and everything. Stuffed had to put it up in my stuffy ass attic.
You know that they're going to go up there.
It's hidden.
Okay.
It's good.
Good.
It's like hidden with these like folding blinder things.
They're going to be all up in your business.
Yeah, yeah.
That includes
they're going to get up there and they're going to be like, wow, look at all these trippy lights. That's cool. What are you doing up here?
We're tripping.
We're tripping, brah.
Yeah, brah. Anyway. You spilling coffee.
I spilled coffee on my pajama bottoms.
That's why I don't drink coffee.
So.
People are always spilling it.
I gave you a really fun. I don't remember one of the records that I gave you, but I remember I gave you a Jean-Michel Jarre record
called
Oxygen.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It's like old synth wave.
Yeah, shit. That one was pretty chill.
It's weird. I got a bunch of his shit.
It was pretty chill. That one I liked a lot more.
Want to be on the show?
Than the.
That's what I thought.
What was that? It was. You picked another obnoxiously long album.
Did I?
Yeah.
It wasn't Holy Fuck? No, I already sent that one to you a while ago.
Yeah. No, it was like one of those like dancey electronic guys from the 90s.
Not Aphex Twin?
No.
No?
No.
I don't remember.
Keep going.
I don't.
Come on.
Chemical Brothers?
No. Come on.
Orbital. It was Orbital.
Yeah.
I sent you. Yeah. Dude, that shit's.
Another one. It's like two albums in a row. An hour and 15 minutes.
Well, so...
Why?
When that album came out on
what
CD...
What did I do to you?
It's two CDs long. That's and I'm pretty sure the Spotify version's only the first disc.
Okay.
And it's so good.
It's
an adventure.
It's unnecessarily long.
It was one of my acid go-tos when I was in high school.
All right. I mean, I guess, yeah, if that's... Yeah. Like, it serves that purpose.
The second disc is super weird because it's really spaced out and long. And there's, like, all kinds of background noises and shit that I always forget about. Because, like, there's songs that fade. Long song is one track. And there's parts where it just kind of fades out. And then you hear, like, doors creaking and shit in the background. Orbital. What was the album?
Yeah, like, Insides. I had it on at work, like, just... on while I was in the kitchen. And it was just like, you know, this track doesn't need to be 10 minutes long.
Yes, it does.
It really doesn't. It's just because it's super repetitive.
I mean,
for the 10 minutes, like, what?
We like Sleep and Electric Wizard, which is like literally one riff for 52 and a half minutes.
Well,
It just is a 6 minute long riff. It just kind of never ends, which is fine.
It's fine. Yeah, but like that's just all right. Granted, so it's like the one song for an hour, but this is an hour and 15 minutes.
I only do anyway. It because I think it's good.
Right? I mean, it's not bad. Like, I'm not complaining about the music itself, just how it was presented, I guess.
Oh. Well, I have a proposition for the next one. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Technically, it's your turn, but we didn't talk about. But yeah, no, well, just the instrumental one was a wash. We might revisit it, just like we should revisit the female one.
Okay, that's
because
cool.
That recording was shit.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my proposition. All right,
so yeah, what are we doing for next time?
So let's go on what we started the show with this week, talking about bands that fucking ate shit when they replaced their singers. Like, okay. We already did the Motley Crue album,
okay.
But that wasn't the theme back then.
Well, no, yeah. So, like, I don't know.
The first album where a band replaced their singer and it just kind of like...
And it doesn't work?
And it doesn't work. I know we can do this. Van Halen doesn't count.
I don't listen to Van Halen.
Good.
I mean, the only one I can think of is, like, a band that I listen to. It is like Iron Maiden.
Oh, that's a good one. Like, yeah, but Bruce Dickinson, I don't think ruined the band.
No, when Bruce left,
I'm
Bruce Dickinson left in the
90s,
and they brought in Blaze Bailey, and those records are okay.
Is there two? I thought there was just one.
They did two.
I remember loving that record. What is it?
Like they're not.
X Factor.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool. And then I went back to it a couple years ago. I'm like, this is shit.
I mean, I wouldn't call it shit, but it's not.
It's not good. No.
Like, it's okay. It's better. Like, I'll say this is, I look at Iron Maiden the way I look at pizza, right? Like, you can give me the worst Iron Maiden, and it's still better
than Iron
Maiden. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so, but
blow
yeah.
jobs and pizza.
So yeah, it's kind of like that. And then I'm trying to think of, I don't know, does it have to be a band? Can it just be like bands where they replace their lead singer? Like, yeah. Do they have to suck? Because that's the thing. It's like, well,
that's fair because like, I don't want to really give you an album that sucks.
Like, I don't want to intentionally give you an album I don't like. And, like, I don't want to be like.
I mean, this will be easy for me, and you know where I'm going with it.
I don't.
Oh, you do.
Well, you can't give me Motley Crue again.
No, I won't do it. It's fine.
Well, what are you giving me?
I'm not telling you.
Why? This is the bullshit episode.
So what? I can't. Dude, you know. Ugh.
So we're gonna stop recording, and you're gonna text it to me.
Yeah,
that's stupid.
You're stupid.
No argument. All right.
So we're not at my place today.
Scrimmy came to my home.
Yeah, no, we are in.
I didn't even
Sunnyvale Trailer Park.
I didn't even,
in Loudoun, New Hampshire. There's bottle kids and dogs and cats in the streets.
I don't understand the references because I don't watch whatever show he's referring to. But yeah.
There's a googly-eyed bastard living in your shed out back.
So how about this? This is what we'll do.
Okay.
And then you can deny it or whatever, veto it because you're...
I'm not touching
it's you. It's your pick. I don't. I'm trying to figure out what it
it's
is.
It's your
though.
Microphone.
All right. It's fine.
Anyway. Go on.
So, like, bands... All right, even if it's, like, where, like, they replace a singer and then, like, that next album was disappointing. Not necessarily sucks, but disappointing. Can you all... Like, can it also be, like, you gotta send the record before? So it's the record... Like, the last record with their singer...
And okay.
Then, and then
and
like,
we can compare.
And then, yeah, I think that way there you get a decent comparison.
I like that. So we got like, four albums we have to listen to.
No.
Yeah.
We each only have two.
Well, I mean, it would be like, here's one album by this band, and here's the album afterwards by this band.
Right.
You have to do it twice.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Why?
Two.
That's absurd.
No, it's not. We listen to music all the fucking time.
Oh, it's so much.
Oh, my God.
It's so much.
So I'll try harder to make it easy on you this time. No more fucking, I don't even remember the guy's name.
All right.
John Karabi, Motley Crue.
I got it. I know, fine. If you're going to make me do it to two bands, because that's what you're saying, right? Like two, it's a before and an after with two bands.
I won't send you Corpse Grinder.
Oh, that's what I'm sending you.
That's where my head went immediately. And I'm like, oh, who cares? We already know how that's going to go over.
What? Oh, yeah. You kind of already talked about it.
Over and over and over.
But that's fine. Yeah, but you get to listen to The Bleeding, too.
I listen to it all the time still. It's
so there
good.
You go.
It's so good. It's their best.
I don't think so.
You're stupid.
No. We're gonna
no,
like,
no,
of the two of us, who listens to an exorbitant amount of Cannibal Corpse?
You do. Right. I did until they got rid of,
yeah, until like 95.
My homie Chris. What up, Chris?
Suck a dick.
Oh,
it's Halloween. You guys, you both have like just gross tentacles. You have a tentacle connection. Yeah, no, it is the Halloween season. Yeah, like, didn't you just drive around until you saw the skeletons in my yard?
No, I drove around until I went to the wrong house, and then I looked down the street and I could see you in the driveway.
Creepy.
I was like, I don't think three is this place.
No.
And I was correct.
It is kind of amazing.
That is my GPS. My GPS tried to send me through New Boston to get here, which is the opposite direction.
Yeah, that ain't accurate at all.
No, I saw it and I'm like, why are you telling me to go right?
Yeah, no, this one time a delivery guy.
Hi, puppy.
Called us. We're waiting on delivery and he calls. He's like, I don't know where you guys are. I was like, well, where are you? And he's like, well, I'm at the corner of blah, like these two streets. I was like, yeah, that's nowhere near my house. Just stay right there. I'll come get the pizza. And like, I had to drive to him. I was like, this is the worst delivery
you
ever.
You ordered delivery pizza.
Yeah.
It never gets old, huh?
Pizza? No, I fucking know. Are you kidding me?
I love pizza. I don't know if I can do it every day. It's not refreshing.
The only reason I don't eat pizza every day is because I don't want to be a fat fuck. Because there are times, like, I've gone through, like, months and months where I do eat pizza in some capacity every single day.
This dog really wants to be on the show.
Well, the dog's just...
You had your chance to talk earlier.
He's really concerned because he's a rescue and he's a quarantine doggy.
Quarantine
doggy. We don't have guests and company.
Fair enough.
Even when, like, family comes over. Like, he's used to my mom now. She's over here all the time. Since the accident.
Excuse me.
Wow.
You know, I ate two donuts on the way here. I had a chocolate glazed donut. Oh, that was another thing that made me late. Every time I go to the Dunkin' Donuts by my house, it's a line around the whole building. And once you get to a point, it kind of like blocks you in. So there's no getting out, and you can't just, like, pull out and go around people and leave. You have to, like, sit there, and you have to wait 15 minutes to get from.
Are they, is there, like, no going in? You have to do the drive-thru?
You can.
Oh, okay.
But every time I pull in the driveway, it's full, or it looks like there's no line around the corner. So I'll be like, boop, oh, I guess I'm going to be late to work again today. But I'll get my butternut donut in my face and wear most of it.
There you go.
Which is what I did on the way here.
Because I guess, like, at some places, it's like, yeah, they're, like, the counter or whatever is not open. Like, the dining room's not open. You have to use the drive-thru.
I don't think anybody gives a shit about COVID anymore.
No, it's not even COVID. It's because they don't have staff.
Oh, this place looks fairly busy.
Oh, all right.
But I don't, you know what? I don't care. I'm just saying, this is part of what made me late. I tried to get here. I wanted to be on time for the show. And now, yeah, I don't even have enough time to fucking smoke a joint. Nothing. I got to go home.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to not smoke weed again. until after the inspection, but then I have errands to run. So.
And if they show up on time, the inspection won't be done until like 2-ish.
2, and then I have
ish.
To... I have
to, you know it's going to be after 2.
I got to go to Savers.
What is Savers?
It's like a Goodwill that's not gross.
Okay. It's a secondhand shop.
It's a secondhand clothing.
Did you say it's a secondhand shop?
I mean, it's a, whatever.
Why you gotta put that? Why you gotta put down Goodwill?
Because it's gross. Everything's covered in piss, and it's just old people.
What?
It smells like it anyway.
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous. Either way, I'm gonna go donate boxes of clothes that I was trying to donate last winter.
But they were covered in piss, so you had to wait.
No, I washed everything, and there's all kinds of unopened winter socks.
And now they just smell like cat piss.
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
I mean, I haven't checked today, but...
And you do have 2 cats.
I do, but I clean the cat box. Or at least Casey does. I clean the kitchen and the toilet.
Gross.
It is. Anyway. So, yeah, that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you, Robbie? I talk too much.
Nothing.
Nothing. Fun. All right. Moving on.
So I went apple picking yesterday with my son's first grade class.
Oh, cool.
They had like a little field trip apple picking, right?
And you chaperoning?
Kinda. Whatever. I was just like hanging out with my kid and this girl who's friends with my kid. She would just be like, Robert, come here. And he just followed her beck and call. I'm like, dude. You don't
buddy.
I don't know if you want to be doing that at 6. Like, it's not, you don't even listen to me. God damn it. So anyway, to get the kids to and from the orchard, like the bus brings them to the whatever, but like, so they got a tractor with like 2 flatbread bed, like trailers that like the kids and a lot of the adults and shit.
Oh, like a hayride thing?
Kind of. Yeah. There you go. And so, but I was just walking behind, and Robert was, like, sitting towards the back. And so I'm walking slowly behind, and we're going back to the bus. And this little kid looks at me, and he's like, are you a dad or a brother? And I was really confused. I was like, what? He's like, are you a dad or a brother? I was like, I'm a dad. And then without skipping a beat, the kid goes, you're a weird dad. And then there was like 3 or 4 kids sitting around him that in unison were like, yeah, it's like, what? So, and then separately, there was a couple of kids individually that asked me why my hair was so long. So I think the hair was throwing the kids off. Maybe like my neck tattoo.
I mean, like you don't act or necessarily look your age, my friend.
How old am I?
I don't see 35, 36.
I'm 37.
37, really?
37.
I just remember you being such a little baby when we were in a band.
I'm still a baby.
Aw, with babies.
Yeah.
Babies.
No, with man, babies. My baby's 10.
Baby's 10.
Baby girl's 10. Dude, so I keep going to the fucking Worcester Palladium website.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen like that you need proof of... vaccination or a negative test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, like, that's good for me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm vaccinated. You're vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, baby girl's too young to get vaccinated.
Sure.
So, like, but if they need either a vaccination card or a negative test, then I have to, like, take her in to get a negative test, like, 2 days before the show. And I hear it's pretty traumatizing. Well, you get the thing shoved up your nose.
Yeah, I had to do it, and I don't really like
people I had being to do in my it space once. To it begin. Gross,
yeah, it was horrible. I hated it.
So I don't know, but like, because I know, I think that Testament show in Boston. I think we have to show proof.
That'll be interesting with all the old fucking 50-year-old thrash metal guys. Like, I'm not fucking doing that. I don't want to live in fear.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's cool because we don't have to live with that.
No, we just like we'll have more room to spread out. I can
fucking spit in each other's faces, and it'll be fine. It'll be wonderful. Well,
I mean, that's always been gross.
Yeah, but it's fun.
You're not doing that. I mean, not spitting in my face.
I just want to see Napalm Death again.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
And I want to see Exodus really bad.
Yeah, I've never seen Exodus. That'll be good.
I have not either. I've seen the bass player's other band before.
What's that?
I don't remember the name of him, but it was like, I played a festival in Montana, and that's how they still, he was in playing bass for a country band.
Oh.
Because he's a session guy.
Right.
And that's how they were selling it, featuring the bass player of Exodus. And I'm like, nobody here cares about that. I do.
Right.
I think that's pretty cool. Except he was playing an acoustic bass and not an upright bass, okay. Which is super fucking lame.
Okay.
Yeah. For that, I don't know. I don't like it. I know people that do play acoustic basses, but they make it something unique. And this is just like lazy, in my opinion. But it doesn't matter because it's not my fucking band. No. And I'm lazier than everybody. That's why I hire a good band.
You sound proud of that.
I'm just, you know, I'm just used to it.
What, being lazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to be the orchestrator of it all. I mean, what's up?
I was just watching the birds.
I was going to say, I think you have a woodpecker outside. I hear something.
Probably. There's a few. This morning, I brought Willie out to take a shit, and we were watching three deer behind our house.
Cool.
Just hanging out. They were eating. And then actually, like, one of them, like, saw us. Or a couple of them saw us, and they looked at us, and then they go back to, like, munching. And one of them looked at us, and then turned around and took a shit. And I was like, ah.
Morning.
Wild animals are just comfortable enough around me to shit. That's okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, I love it.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, we got a bunch of wild turkeys around here too.
Oh, I can't drink that anymore.
No, like the actual bird.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't drink that anymore. I used to drink a lot of wild turkey.
Me too.
I loved it.
I mean, I was more of a Jim Beam person. But if it was brown liquor,
Wild Turkey 101,
I would
glug 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 glug, glug, glug.
Exactly.
Anyway,
we don't do that anymore.
So we're at like 37 minutes. You want to keep going?
I can go for a few more minutes. So I guess we could do some plugs if you want, because you've got a show tomorrow night.
Not
that it matters, because
they're open mics.
It's still a gig. I like bringing people to come to the thing.
All right.
It's fun. It's like going to a show with not a lot of people, which I like.
I usually attend the Laugh Attic open mic Thursday nights at the Strange Brew upstairs in Manchester. It's fun. Check it out.
Who's that dude? Tristan something?
Tristan H?
Dude.
The bowling ball?
Holy shit. Like, I went there with my singer from Faker, Anastasia, 2 weeks ago, and we're fucking dying.
He's funny.
Dude, he's so funny. This is our special guest,
Willie.
They're
just birds. They're just birds.
I don't know. But yeah, he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, Tristan H is pretty funny.
Yeah. So, that was cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a new record coming out.
Oh.
Yeah.
A scrimmy record?
So
Faker record?
It's called Call of the Wild Boar. B-O-R-E.
Okay.
And it's like a continuation of the last instrumental record I made.
Fun Park. Yeah.
So fun. I just kind of continued on that, and it's 11 songs this time.
Oh, so it's more of
it's a full length.
It's more of an LP.
Yeah, and we are
fun
putting it
more of
under
EP.
The umbrella of myself, but I'm going to release it as Call of the Wild Boar. It's its own thing.
Oh.
It's really fucking good. I should have the masters back tomorrow, and then we'll announce a release date.
Digitally?
For now. There's no gigs. I don't have any money to fucking press anything. So unless somebody out there likes my music and wants to give me money or take the record and put it out, I'm all about it.
Just do it.
I hear way worse bands getting record deals all the time. So
they usually... they get their own record deal with themselves.
Some of them. I know some folks. But anyway.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
No, I'll look at that later.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry about
it. Okay.
The Velcro of Scrimmy's face.
Yeah, I need to do that shaving thing.
Yeah, I did that today.
I look like a fucking gorilla.
Did my weekly shave. It was nice.
Every other day, baby.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably start doing that.
I hate it. Maybe I don't want to get zapped.
I should probably do, for the laser?
Yeah, I don't want to do that at all.
Does it hurt?
I've been told it sounds like tattooing.
On your like all over your face and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't hang. Like, I can't do what you got there. But also, I apparently have a really high pain threshold, so maybe not.
Probably.
Tell you what. Right here. This little spot.
That
little buddy right there.
That little tendon?
That is the worst pain I've ever had in a tattoo. And it's the little bone sticking out of my wrist. And it's a large tattoo.
Yeah.
That took 2 days. And that little spot was a fucking bitch.
The worst.
It was the worst. Like, my sternum was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But this is way worse. I've heard that. Yeah, I had my thumbs in my belt loops, and I was sweating through my clothes while they were doing that. This one, I was just pissed. This was worse than the one in my mouth.
Oh, you got one in your lip?
Yeah.
What does that say?
It says dirty girl for life. I got it like 10 years ago.
Weird.
Yeah.
I got a lip tattoo and it like washed away.
What? Not mine.
Yeah.
She fucking dug right into me. It was fun.
Yeah. Like mine didn't hurt or anything. And like 3 weeks later, it was like gone. I was like, oh, I'm glad that didn't cost any money. I have
not touched it up and it is still there.
Huh.
So that's weird. Thank you, Angel Lestrange.
Lestrange.
So anyway, time is it?
It is 11:28.
I'm going. I am gonna wrap this up in a minute, and
you know who should have wrapped it up? My dad.
My dad. Holy shit!
That would have.
That would have saved so much trouble and so many ways for so many people.
So much better if my dad had wrapped it up.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Enough of us.
So we're going to try and get together again tomorrow.
To talk about what?
I don't know. We can talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
It'll be part two.
Of this?
Sure.
Okay.
Cool.
You work till 6 tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
What time do you go in?
9.
Okay. Will you get like an hour lunch?
I can. I don't, though. I sit in my car and watch like an episode of Trailer Park Boys on my phone. And
so you do get an hour lunch.
Yeah, but I don't. I take half of it, and then I go back in, and I punch back in.
Because
they don't care if you get overtime. They're a good company.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's like, oh, you want to stay an hour late? That's cool. As long as you're doing something.
Yeah.
So it's pretty nice. Or I'd be like, I don't fucking feel like staying. Can I go home? They're like, yeah, whatever. You get what you were doing done? I'm like, I did. I fucking beat it.
See you later. That's cool.
Yeah, I like it. So anyway, right. Work at the Manchester Music Mill. Come down to there and get all of your fucking fancy music needs.
And your non-fancy music needs.
Come and see John. John's the good one.
Who's John?
John Poole.
Can I just go and see you?
You can come see me. You can come see Eric and Craig and Julia and Shay. And Chance.
Oh, Chance.
Chance. Oh, Chance.
Classic Chance.
Yes. I ain't going to talk shit. He's a good boy. I like him. Anyway.
All right.
All right. So
you have a home inspection.
I got to go do a thing.
Hopefully they don't burn it down.
Hopefully my weed plant survives the gross attic for a couple hours.
Is the bat still up there?
There is bat shit all over the place. So,
but is a bat up there?
I haven't seen it since that day. Since episode one.
But did you see it before that day?
Yes.
Oh.
So, and I was just up there, and there's plenty of bat poop up there right now, so he's kicking.
So but who's doing the home inspection?
I don't know.
Is it?
Landlord set it up.
Is your landlord going to be there?
Yeah. They were super cool.
You should bring up the bat shit situation.
I mean, it's a fucking attic.
Yeah.
It's a storage unit, essentially. There's
But you don't want bat shit.
Too late.
All right, what? I just hit stop?
Yeah, bye. See you tomorrow.